The scripture comes from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. This is a word of God to the people of God.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows.
Good morning, church. Just want to apologize in advance. When Pastor Fred's on vacation, we typically have the B team in place, and that's kind of what you got today, so I apologize to you visitors. We're usually a little smoother than this. How many of you remember the show Cheers? A great show growing up, 80s and 90s. The whole presence of Cheers was about a bunch of people who met in a bar, right? Now, I don't think I mentioned Cheers to endorse drinking or even endorse the show at all, but the theme song from the show that we just heard was an awesome show. I have the lyrics. I wanna read the main lyrics for you. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where people can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. So Cheers, the whole show, the premise was all about community. It was about a bunch of folks who met together, and it was all about community and fellowship. In the church, we call that sort of community, we call that fellowship. We meet together. This is a fellowship hall. We meet together in a community. And today I want to talk about community. I want to talk about what Christian community is all about. I want to talk about how the church, not just the building, but us as a whole, that community, church community, is the best place to get that kind of Christian community, that fellowship that we all want and desire, that the folks in the show Cheers seem to get from a bar. I want you to understand how important it is for us to get that fellowship in a community in a church setting. So we're in the middle of a new sermon series called Extreme Makeover Church Edition. This is the second week of three. Pastor Fred last week talked about prayer. Today I'm going to talk about presence. And next week Pastor Fred will be back from vacation and he'll be talking about service. By the way, if any of you watched the news this week and saw that Extreme Makeover Home Edition, the TV show, was back in our area again down in Salisbury this week. Wednesday was the big reveal for that home. And just so you know, the show that we were a part of, a lot of people in this church and in the Lewis community, the show that built Dale Dunning's Just Soup Ranch, that show is going to air. It's a two-hour special. It's going to air the Friday after Thanksgiving, so be sure to watch that. A lot of the folks in this church were part of that, and we're kind of using that presence, that community that built that home for the Dunnings as the presence of our series this week. So getting back to us, Extreme Makeover Church Edition. Like I said, Pastor Fred talked about prayer. Today I have the privilege of talking about presence, the idea of attending church on a regular basis for the Christian community and why it's important to experience Christian community on a regular basis. When we join the United Methodist Church, if you're a member of the United Methodist Church, when you join the church, whether it's as an adult or whether it's as a confirmation student, part of the vows that we say, that we commit to when we join the church, say we commit to serving the church with our prayers, our presence, gifts, and service. And we, as the leadership of this church, hope to be able to hope this series can break down those ideas for you and help you understand the importance of those ideas of prayers, presence, gifts, and service. And today we're going to talk about presence. I've titled this message Extreme Community. And I think that I set it up with the Cheers video because that was kind of an extreme community. And we as a church are this awesome community as well. But to help me explain it to you a little better, I've got a video from our confirmation class curriculum. This is what I show 7th graders to help them understand this whole idea, and it'll probably speak to you better than what I can say. So let's watch this video, and I'll come back.
Can I be a Christian without going to church?
Have you ever been sitting in church and the pastor is talking on and on for what seems like forever, and your back is getting tired and your butt is starting to hurt and your eyes are getting heavy, and you start to wonder, what's the point? Why do people go to church? Do I really need to go to church to be a Christian? Well, it's pretty obvious that the church was never meant to be a place you go on Sunday to catch up on your sleep.
Oh, excuse me.
But what was the church meant to be? Well, the short answer would be a community. But what's a community? A community is something that's been around since the dawn of time. Very early on, people realized that if they worked together and learned from one another, they were more likely to survive. Going it alone just wasn't a good idea.
Could someone please invent a hospital?
This has been the basis for all civilizations throughout history, forming communities that worked together to take care of one another. When Christianity was starting out, things were pretty tough for Christians. A lot of people, and even governments, didn't like what Christians stood for, so a lot of them were persecuted and even killed.
I'm gonna hurt you!
So, it was incredibly important that the early Christians came together to support one another. Yeah, but that was then. I'm not being persecuted. True. The percentage of Christians being fed to lions has dropped significantly since then. But Christians are still being persecuted in many parts of the world. No, it's true. But even if no Christians were being persecuted, would that mean we don't need the church? That we don't need a Christian community?
Hello?
Christians believe that Christianity is all about relationships with each other and with God. That God intended for us to be in community. That we can learn about God and follow Jesus far better together than by ourselves. And if you look at the Bible, there isn't a single book written for just one person.
For me?
The whole Bible was written for people in community. So really, people of God have always existed in a community. Now, it's important to say that community doesn't mean that people all look the same or even believe the exact same things. In fact, it's vital for a community to embrace diversity and different perspectives in order to learn and grow together. And also, just because a group of people calls itself a church doesn't mean it's a functioning Christian community. There are churches where people physically gather together, but are not truly welcoming, loving, serving, and learning together. Which is kind of the point of being in a community. It's kind of the point of being a Christian. To be like Christ. To be there for each other. To love one another. To be the body of Christ. To be Christ for each other. Because the world is still a pretty tough place to live in.
Loser!
And everyone needs love and support sometimes. So you could go it alone. But it's not recommended.